I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Tina Harris. She's with the Marquette Arts and Culture Center, and we found out more about the deadline that is fast approaching for nonprofit agencies to apply for arts grants in the state of Michigan. Here's more with Tina Harris.
The Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs this year is awarding $9.7 million for arts culture organizations, but also organizations that want to provide arts or culture programming. And this is a great opportunity for Upper Michigan. Last year, the city of Marquette was awarded over $200,000 in grants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many more people that could apply in the city and then in the UP in general. And we are, you know, every state has a state arts and culture organization, and that money, the federal level has decided what's going to go to the arts, and basically they redistribute that money throughout the state. And that's a huge chunk of change, and it's available. It's a grant process, which is the deadline for this year is June 1st. So I really want to encourage people to take advantage of this opportunity.
And I think that that's it's an important thing to mention, that obviously when you think of certain things, you think of like maybe Hiawatha Music Co-op in our area, or the symphony, or any of the arts groups that are out there that we hear about. But if you're a nonprofit agency that is tied to something else, but you want to do something that maybe looks at art in the therapy you do, or creative energy into some other program, you could get some funding this way.
Absolutely. You know, the only requirement is that you're a nonprofit. Also, you know, the schools, universities, municipalities are welcome to apply as well. But the whole idea is access. You know, the state wants people to have access to the arts. They want people's to have access to arts education. And this, in return, makes us a better community. It makes it richer. It's providing these kind of experiences for people. And we want that access for people in Marquette. Would love to see more than $200,000 given to our city. Mm-hmm. And past recipients in the past are Lakes Pierre Youth Theater, the Symphony, City Band, City of Marquette, DeVos Art Museum, Liberty Children's Art Project, Children's Museum History Center. But there's so many groups that haven't applied. And if you're a nonprofit and you want to partner, or you want to bring arts education into your or arts project or a festival, you want to produce something like this, this grant money is for you.
I think a great example of it is, and this is more of, I'm not exactly sure how it all came together, but I know that like the Peter White Public Library has their, they do things there that have to do with mental health awareness every year. And sometimes there has been a musical performance or someone that comes into town that does a more interactive arts-based performance or discussion or seminar, and it opens the door to these groups saying, oh, we can do that, and that's worth exploring.
Yeah, and exhibits also. If someone wanted to put together an exhibit about their organization, work with the artist, work with the history, you know, the history center. I mean, the ideas are limitless, and I would, you know, love the opportunity if someone's interested, doesn't know how to quite get started, to talk to them about, here are some ideas, you might consider this. Maybe there's already something you're doing that you didn't realize.
And I think that that bears mentioning that with the Arts and Culture Center at the city of Marquette, as part of the overall master planning process, there's a shifting into being an assistance agency to help out in terms of people that have questions, because a grant process, an application can be pretty daunting. Maybe if the group has never done it before, they need some assistance and you can provide that.
Yeah, we did that recently for Lake Superior Art Association, really helped them through the grant process. And we've done it, so we know how to do it, and that's our job, is to offer advocacy and resources to the arts and culture community in the city of Marquette so they can grow, become more vibrant, and reach their maximum potential.
How would they find you if they were interested in getting some information?
One of the easiest ways is just to call us at 228-0472. And or email us. They can email me personally at tharris@mqtcty.org. They can go to the MCACA website. Just Google Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, and they'll have all the information and guidelines. It is a one-to-one cash match. You can get money for programs, operational support, which you can use in any way you want, capital improvements. The city receives some money for a new roof for the band shell. I know that Lake Superior Theater for new seating. So if you want to make improvements to an organization, supplies, arts and education is a big one too. Artists coming into the schools. I know youth theater has come into the schools, and we're looking at bringing more artists into the public schools. They can apply as well. Want to learn more? Maybe prepare for next year. Mm-hmm. Give me a call, 228-0472.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the Arts and Culture Center with the City of Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.